Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Black Tie Movement is changing movement in the city of Memphis. Get on the schedule. 316-6196 is the phone number. Books up fast. They set themselves apart because they show up when they say they're going to show up. They stay on the budget that you guys agree to. And that is a standard in the Memphis area. Believe me. They're the best. I've used them twice. I'll use them again if I have to. Black Tie Movement. Change the mood of the city of Memphis. Call today. Every day around this time, we do a rundown. Let's go. All right, so some local goings-on and some developments that we'll get you up to speed on. Number one in the 901, home and home series with a non-conference opponent, a new non-conference opponent, and it's the Aggies of Utah State. That news came down yesterday. It will start on, I believe, Valentine's Day in Logan. So don't make any plans for Valentine's Day, Jason, because you're going to have Memphis basketball on the tube that day. If it's not Valentine's Day, it's at some point in February. But yeah, it is February. February 14th, 2026 will be the first game there between Memphis and Utah State. Utah State, you mentioned 4 or 5 tournaments. They were coached by Danny Sprinkle for a while there. He's now at Washington. He left for Washington before last year. And I couldn't tell you who their coach is now, honestly, off the top of my head. But they've been Jared Calhoun is his name. They've been very successful, you know, in the Mountain West, you know, in their sort of place in college basketball, you know, for the last few years. And you kind of know what you're getting from them, right? Like, well-coached, good shooting team. I like the challenge for Memphis. Going out there, Mountain West team, I'd like to see more Mountain West series. Get some New Mexicos. Get some San Diego State. Oh, I guess San Diego State's going to the Pac-12. Same difference, though.
Aren't they, too?
Oh, Utah State. Yep, you're right. Okay, so...
You'll get them 1 year right. As a Mountain West.
Okay,
and you'll get them as a Pac-12.
Okay, so go get San Diego State next, right? Like, now that we've sort of shown we're willing to travel, you know, out there, why not? Well, you know, why stop short? Let's go to San Diego State, man. That arena is unbelievable. Viejas. I don't know as much about Utah State, although I would assume that there's nothing else to do out there. So they probably got a pretty good home court advantage. So I like it. It ain't gonna bring people to the forum, you know. That's not gonna be accomplished. But I assume. I mean, first of all, I love when it's happening in the schedule. It's happening in February,
right?
In the middle of AAC play, so it's a great opportunity to take a breath, get away from the garbage and the sludge that is the American, and test yourself a little bit, right? Like, and if you win. You know, maybe you're like, okay, Memphis. They're not just an AAC merchant. Like, they're doing more than just beating AAC teams. They're actually really good right now, or whatever the case may be. So that's happening. Memphis adding to its strength of schedule with Utah State. It should help them analytically as well. So really a lot to like about that series for sure. The other part is they are in the mix with a guy named Kyrie Huey. who just decommitted from UTSA. Tafara Gapare committed to Villanova yesterday, the big that Memphis had been involved with. Yeah. He had visited last month, didn't commit. So you're like, all right, where is this headed? Where's the momentum? He follows Kevin Willard to Villanova. So Memphis is now involved with Kyrie Huey, who was committed to UTSA, but is no longer committed to UTSA. So he was at Miami last year, averaged 1.6 a game, 6'9", 230. He's a four. That's what he is, right? So that's what you would be getting. Only played 9 minutes a game. I don't know what happened, you know, from the year before. Because the year before, wherever he was, he averaged 11 a game. And it looked like it was a smaller school. Idaho State is where he came from. So he went to Idaho, from Idaho State to Miami, didn't play. Now he's transferring. So, I mean, the size is good. You need a 6'9", 230 guy. There's no question about it. So he would fit that in every way from Grayson, Georgia. So that's kind of the update. And KD's in town working working Penny's camp. He even brought former players back to work it.
Yeah.
So he tweeted that
I doubt he was working the stations like he had players working them. But yes, he was getting a workout in Memphis.
It's a team effort over there. He tweeted like the only regret I have is that it was only for 1 year, which is we have the same regrets, KD. We certainly do.
Yeah. Wish it could have been for longer.
Man, if he'd have been on that 23-24 team instead of Quinterly.
Yeah.
Not to pull everything on Quinterly.
I mean, to say, you've spent 3 years at SMU never making the tournament, right? Mm-hmm. If you just get one of those here, you know.
Exactly. Exactly. Yeah. And the rules change, like what?
He could have
2020, right, I think they changed. I don't know. I don't remember. It was either 2020 or 2021 when the transfer, like when, you know, you didn't have to sit out anymore. It was one of those years.
As much as I want to, and you have to, tip my cap to Penny Hardaway for what he is trying to get done with the non-conference schedule, because you have to. We've talked about it. You don't have any opportunities in the AAC. Last year, you're the fourth toughest schedule in the country. You needed every bit of that, and it helped you get a five seed.
Yep.
The way I'm looking at it right now, you don't have anybody on your current home schedule for next year, that's AAC included.
Yep.
That's San Francisco, UNLV, New Orleans, currently projected to make the NCAA tournament. So the home part of your schedule next year, while you've got Purdue and Louisville on the road, Mississippi State, Ole Miss, those are going to be tournament teams. Utah State, we're hoping too. Those are all on the road.
Yep.
You don't have not one single projected tournament team on the home schedule right now. And I'm telling you, I mean, he's working his tail off. If he could get these teams to play them first at home, right, starting these series with, you would absolutely do it. You couldn't do it with Louisville.
That's right.
Yeah, they wouldn't do it.
That's right.
You got to still get the series.
Yep.
So he's got four more games left. Some of those are going to be biased.
No doubt. At least two, you would think.
At least two. You got to put something on there that folks want to see.
Yeah.
Because it's, again, you have to get your attendance up. I mean, that's part of the deal.
Mm-hmm.
Again, that's it's like you can't even control. You're putting together a as tough a schedule as you can.
Yep.
But you can't get a brand name come down there and play you at the Forum right now and save your life or for it to line up. I know last year sort of did where you get Ole Miss and Mississippi State in the same year. That's both over 10,000 in the actual turnstile count, your two highest attended games last year. But they both go off this year. You're starting these series with Louisville and Utah State that start on the road.
Yep.
And it's lining up for a very unattractive right now home schedule. I'm hopeful two of the four that are left, because you've got 9 of your 13 non-conference scheduled right here in front of you now.
Right.
Are big brands as much as you can get. But what big brands want to come play you here at FedEx Forum and maybe take a loss? It's a hard deal, man.
And you're right. Like,
everybody wants to play at their place first.
Yep.
Okay, we're going to do home and home. You got to come here first.
It's going to be a tough year in attendance. Yep. I mean, there's no doubt about that.
When you're coming off what was a tough year, 6,500 basically butts in seats. I think that's rounded up. I think it was 64-something.
So is wasn't there a report that Memphis was talking to Alabama as well? I feel like Alabama was a name that got mentioned as
need it.
You know, that would be a really good one.
I mean, and you had Alabama in here, and
did
you do 9 or something?
Yeah,
we saw the actual turnstile count, 9,000. You'll take that now.
100%. You definitely.
But yeah,
will.
I don't know if Nate's adding you at this point. You know, you need it.
Late.
You need something like that.
It's late. I mean, the Utah State ad was like, oh, that kind of came out of nowhere.
Does, and unfortunately, you're hoping. Okay, well, maybe at least that one can be at home. You can at least sell tournament team.
Yep.
In the middle of a bad AAC slate.
No
where,
question.
Where you have nothing. It's a wasteland.
I'm exactly.
You could have at least sold that here. You can't do it because you got started on the road.
Exactly. Now, so, that could have been a conference game, everybody. Memphis and Utah State.
You know, you'd love for that to be Gonzaga, and I'm sure that was the first call.
Right.
Just like the old days.
Yep.
More of a brand name. Again, they got opponents lined up. ESPN's got them lined up for years now. They're sort of out of that. It's the same thinking, though. You're getting that, you know, in this case, going to be Mountain West, going to be Pac-12 team that is a tournament-making team. And you need that, and like you said, in that part of the schedule where you're not going to be.
Now next year will be
the rest
loaded.
Of the country wants to forget about you during the AAC schedule. At least you'll be able to play this one game, where they got to pay attention to two what should be tournament teams.
Yes,
right?
Yes.
Meeting in the non-conference in February.
But the other way it works is like 2026 will be absolutely loaded with home games. You know, all these return games. Like Louisville's coming back, and this team's coming back, and. I don't know exactly what else would be on the schedule in terms of home and home commitments.
Louisville, but. Utah State come back.
Yep.
I mean, Ole Miss, Mississippi State both on for next that
year.
I don't know.
I mean,
I don't
like
think
those
they're
are
done.
Coming to an end, right?
Yeah, I feel like Ole Miss has been extended or something.
Okay.
No, but yeah, I need to check on Mississippi State.
Yeah, it feels like some, you know.
But you're saying, all right, so that's two and maybe three with Ole Miss coming back, right? But mm-hmm. Louisville and Utah State, I mean, you still need some more.
Yeah. Yeah, you definitely do need more than that.
You know what the most attractive thing is going to be is a freaking Arkansas exhibition game. At least for right now, it is.
Uh-huh. Yes. Looks like 2024-25 was the most recent one, and then you return it in Oxford in 25-26, but it seems like nothing past that.
Okay.
So this game in Oxford in this season would be the last.
Well, you know they're going to keep that going with you. It's been good for both programs.
Let's hope so.
I would hope that's going to be extended if it hasn't, you know, already been done.
Yeah.
Handshake wise.
No, this is creative though. This is a good game. It's a good series. It's not the sexiest, but I like the timing of it as well.
Mm-hmm.
So it's smart scheduling by Memphis and Penny Hardaway, and you know, you win it, you certainly it's going to be an opportunity to be a quad one. Like that's a quad one opportunity in February.
Yeah.
You didn't really get those in the AAC. You didn't. You didn't get any.
No.
So
that's what it's built in for.
This is Utah State. I feel very confident will be a quad one opportunity, you know, on the road come February, which for me, and we know with Memphis and their resume and you're trying to add to it, it's as good as you're going to do in the current setting for sure. So that's what's going on with Memphis today.
Aaron Rodgers, it's done.
Rodgers!
Come on home.
Pittsburgh.
In this case, I mean, come on back to you, the place that you have, that you own, which is Chicago, week 12. I'm looking ahead.
Yeah.
He'll come back as a Steeler, yes. And he had pointed that out before he made it clear, you know, before he signed this one-year deal with the Steelers, that there was a team that would be coming to Chicago at some point this season that he was interested in. He had been asked about being a Saints quarterback or something. So we had long known. And you just didn't – Tomlin wasn't waiting. He wasn't waiting, you know, in anticipation of Mason Rudolph being the starter in a must-win year for them. Remember, they won 10 games last year. They were still a respectable outfit, even with Russell Wilson. Won 10 games, made the playoffs. Do you remember that?
Yeah. Yeah.
Is Aaron Rodgers, at this stage, 41, an upgrade from Russell Wilson? Go.
Yeah, but not – anything I'm
like
excited
pulling
about.
Pulling teeth out of him.
Not anything I'm excited about is what I would say. The ringer put it well, in my view. Like, the most likely outcome for Aaron Rodgers in Pittsburgh is that it's boring and unsuccessful. Like, nothing comes of it. Like, he's slightly better than Russell Wilson, but he's clearly beyond his way past his prime. That they don't fit. He and Tomlin's personalities don't fit. His arm strength's not the same. His mobility's not the same. I nothing about Aaron Rodgers in 2025 excites me.
Well, ultimately, I think that's how it's going to happen. That Mike Tomlin has signed a deal with the NFL's version of the devil. Because, and I say it in this sense, when you give your team to Aaron Rodgers, you sort of give him your organization. You're mm-hmm. going to go as he goes. That's the thing about it. Mike Tomlin, during his whole tenure, it's how he sets the standard. He's the voice. He's the face. Got it?
Yep.
That's the thing. And he's welcoming in. This presence that Terry Bradshaw says you're waiting on it to snow when the guy's in your presence because he's that mystical, Aaron Rodgers. But back when you bring in this presence, you hand it over to him. You do.
Yep.
Just the fact that they waited to this, being okay with mandatory OTAs just this week. We're cool with your schedule, right? You can meet with me for 6 hours. What was this? A few months ago. We'll just keep talking. You don't need to come in. Hey, do one. You know, he did his one throwing day with DK Metcalf. We're cool with you not doing anything. You can come into the mandatory OTAs, whatever. So you get a little taste in. So you're not coming into training camp not knowing anything. We're fine with that. But that's the point, is you hand it all over. Remember, the Jets were fine with welcoming Aaron back, but it was going to be according to some criteria for them that included you can't go on the McAfee show. You got to do it. Why? Because they were trying to do it a different way. Where if we're going to keep you, it's got to be our way. And when Aaron said no, they got out. And they went and got Justin Fields, who, oh, by the way, Pittsburgh was trying to get back. Everybody wants to give Russell Wilson 10 wins last year. Justin Fields was 4-2. Russell Wilson was 6-5.
Yeah.
And Aaron is an upgrade over Russell Wilson even at this point. Now, he can't move. Because of the Achilles, he can't move. And the issue for Pittsburgh is your offensive line looks like it's going to stink again.
Yep.
The guys you got moving over to left tackle, we're giving up sacks at right tackle. I mean, it doesn't look good, and it has to be great in front of 41-year-old Aaron Rodgers, who's not going to be able to move. But it'll be interesting,
So
to say the least.
So here are the numbers on Rodgers last year. Over. Only Will Levis had a lower EPA average on unpressured dropbacks last season. Than Aaron Rodgers. That ain't even taken. This is like offensive line out of the picture, unpressured dropbacks. Mm. Only Will Levis was worse than Aaron Rodgers.
And there's another one about him being the worst against the blitz.
He was 26th per dropback last year, 25th in passing success rate and QBR. So, you know, this is just not. I mean, I understand why Pittsburgh is doing it because it's Aaron Rodgers and like you have Mason Rudolph right now. But I would tell you that if you're in a situation where Aaron Rodgers is your clear best option, you are in a bad situation.
So I'm looking at this is on the Athletic story about among QBs with at least 300 passing attempts, Rodgers was the NFL's worst quarterback against the blitz.
Yep.
And now you're telling me he was among the worst, or yes. Only Will Levis was worse when they weren't blitzing.
Correct.
And so we're saying this man is the worst. All the way around in every situation.
Right, because you're either blitz or you're not.
Which I just refuse to believe.
I mean, I get that.
See what I'm saying?
There's way worse quarterbacks.
Remember.
Yes.
It is a quarterback-rich draft.
Yeah.
Next year.
Yeah.
And so Mike Tomlin is telling himself, I'm fine with if this goes off the rails. Because I'm going to get a quarterback. What I would be saying if I was Pittsburgh, though, above Mike Tomlin, is do I want him picking it?
Mm-hmm.
Because he got a chance to be in there with Kenny Pickett, whether it was the wrong guy, whatever else, whether it was the development plan you had for him, it didn't go right. And so that I'd be saying at that point, after Mike Tomlin has turned over control to Aaron Rodgers, things went bad and off the rails, if I'm Pittsburgh, I'm looking to move off him before I'm letting him pick my next quarterback. I truly am.
Yeah, fair.
Because look at the decisions he's making right now to bring this
dude
in.
True.
But back to the point, that's why if this thing goes awry and it's just completely nasty, they're fine because of next year in the draft. Now, we don't know Arch for sure is coming out, but that's what most folks are banking on. That's going to be Carson Beck's coming back out. Folks have talked themselves back into him. You know, in terms of being a first rounder, I'm sure you've seen it. There's been some buzz again about he's going to have a great year and be fine. Where's he at? Miami?
Yeah, and his girlfriend broke up on top of that. He moved.
Is that going to help him?
He went to Miami because that's where she was.
Right.
And now they broke up. I don't know.
Is that going to help him or is it going to hurt him? I don't know. He had a bad year last year, technically, because he came into the year as a first round draft pick.
I saw a stat that quarterbacks are slightly, ever so slightly better the year after they get married. So, because I was like, is Josh Allen, like, what are we doing here?
Think about all the vets, though, that have listened to every and this includes our man Calvin Austin. I'm sure he's not doubting, you know, looking at Mike Tomlin any different. But all the speeches that Tomlin's given him about the standard, all those vets in there, Watt and all those guys, right? When you start to hand it over because of, you know, how good a player is individually, right, Hall of Famer, that kind, you start to hand over some of that control and start to shift the standard around. Right, to let this guy in, start cutting some corners so you can let that greatness in. What those other guys that aren't cutting corners but that are great, like Watt, they start to resent that. And that's where you start to lose some of your credibility. So he's got to be, when I say kind of sign this deal with the devil here, that's what I'm saying. You're giving him total control. You're letting him in your house.
Yep.
When you let in Aaron Rodgers in your house, he takes over, bro. Okay?
Yep.
And so that's what I would say. This is sort of it feels like desperation sort of move here.
Oh, yeah.
For a guy who hasn't been able to figure it out post-Roethlisberger. And he's always had this little flirtation. We've saw it, the little eye play with Aaron when they were playing against him.
Uh-huh.
They've had these little flirtations, a little mutual respect. It's probably going to end up getting him clipped.
Yeah.
When it's all said and done.
Yep.
As coach of the Steelers.
Yeah.
Probably going to mark the end.
If he can be fired, he will be fired.
It will be so compelling, though.
Yes.
Such great drama to watch.
Yeah, because like the idea that you never address that is just crazy. It's just crazy. Because I think the last year we got with Ben was, what, 2020?
I can't remember.
And even that was, like, brutal. That was brutal to watch. So the fact that, like, he's just been kind of going through the motions here and playing out the string with these quarterbacks is it's an indictment, man. It's like he's a great, I should say, maybe we look back and we say he was a great coach and he didn't evolve would be my – because, like, I feel like this is another sign of that, bro. You are holding on to something that is not what it is anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Aaron. Like, this is not 2008, my guy. This is not even 2015, my guy.
8 years he hasn't won in the postseason.
Right. Like,
that's the desperation.
And you need, you know, somebody to come in and be great. And nothing suggests that he can do that. Like, not his age.
I mean, y'all made him the worst QB we've ever seen.
The numbers made him the worst.
The man still threw for 3,900.
Would you take – let me ask you this.
There were yards thrown for him.
Well, yeah, because the Jets stunk. I mean, let me ask you this. Let me just put it to you like this. Would you rather have Aaron Rodgers or Jameis Winston as your starter in 2025?
Stop it.
Who would you rather have?
You're going to need to come up with someone else because I'm taking Aaron very, very right. easily, and I don't think this is a lean.
See, this is –
I think most common sense folks.
Right.
As crazy as Aaron is,
yeah,
we're going to trust him over Jameis, old crazy self.
Yes.
If there's anybody crazier, it's Jameis.
Well, the problem that I'm dealing with here is
sometimes he's just a damn fool.
You have Stockholm Syndrome from all the years that Aaron beat that ass, and so you have this you have this affection for him – you know, as because you were held captive.
It's not an affection.
I'm having to work through this.
I look at him, and I like I said, week 12, I hope to put him down for good.
Is that it?
I hope to finish him.
That's awesome. That is so awesome that y'all play. That is so good.
Dude, the ish he has already talked about that game and talking about my relationship to Chicago. I love them. They don't love me. He was in there talking about he owned us mm-hmm. last time with Green Bay, literally
That's
yelling
right.
that to the fans, the arrogance
That's right.
of this man. We owe him.
100%.
And we have a chance to hit this weaker, lessened version of him and put him down for good.
Put him down.
Put him to sleep.
Go to sleep, Aaron. That'd be awesome.
I'd love to silence him forever.
Yeah, I just don't think I just don't think there's anything palpably left with Aaron. I don't. I saw something too. There was like this theory that he waited to sign with the Steelers until after the schedule was released so that he wouldn't be on primetime. The theory was that it messes with your routine when you're on primetime so much. I have no idea if that's true or not, but that was the theory. So he waited and now he's got it. And, Calvin Austin. It will be Calvin Austin's best quarterback he's ever played with up there.
So someone else reminded me, and I thank them for doing so. So they got Calvin, Gainwell, which I'd already said. They brought over Gainwell, I believe, from Philly.
Yep.
They've also got Rock.
They got Rock. He's in camp, huh?
I guess Rock is in camp. And there's another one up there. Who is it? Is there a fourth Memphis guy?
There used to be Roddy Williams, but he's gone.
Okay.
I don't know if there's another one up there. But I mean, it doesn't surprise me. I mean, Tomlin is, you know, he's got Memphis roots.
Yeah. I thought I had him on my Twitter, but I thought he brought in another Memphis guy recently.
Maybe he did. Maybe he's in camp. Hopefully Rock can make it, man. That'd be awesome. Calvin Austin and Rock Taylor on the same.
Quindell. He brought him in. Maybe
okay, gotcha.
Maybe signed in, but Quindell Johnson was the other one.
All right.
Yeah. Remember Tomlin used to be here.
Yep. GA.
GA hit Memphis.
Way back when.
Yes.
There's always a
Memphis connection, John.
Every single time. every single time. So listen, we'll watch, we'll pay attention, because you know you can't even look away from a car accident when you pass it. You know, just part of the deal. But I'm not. My hopes are extremely low. To be completely clear, My hopes are like very like on the floor. I don't. They'll be like 9-8 like they always are, and they probably miss the playoffs. So
I keep thinking they might be amazing.
Amazing? No. What they could do is win 11 games. Go. So when 11-6 since they won 10 last year.
So when did Odyssey stop doing drug tests?
I know, right?
That must have been because you're on them. I don't mean to levy public allegations, but wouldn't you agree that he's exhibiting signs of being on them?
Just know that this man's 10 games over 500 versus spread in the NBA playoffs. I mean, when you're talking about a man who might be on drugs.
That's right.
Okay? They're the dysfunction with the
That's
Jets.
That's expertise.
I think that
on NBA. And on NBA, he's an expert.
It's sports betting expertise.
He hasn't proven it in the NFL yet. He's got to still do that.
This guy had he had his finger on the pulse with Ryan Silverfield, didn't he, from the get-go, didn't he?
Yeah, but he don't want to do that for Isolo. If Isolo don't win Summer League, we fire him.
No, well, we all know that Aaron has proven nothing in the NFL. So, you know, I'm going to just counter that with he's going to desperately destroy people. And it's going to, because it was dysfunctional at the Jets. Let's
be honest. Aaron is probably the most, look, I get it. He's won MVPs and he's put up numbers. But, like, this dude hasn't done anything on a team since 2008. Like, as part of a team.
Michael Wilbon.
He's put up great individual numbers.
Yeah. Graziano says the same thing. Y'all act like y'all just hate this man. Like he's just walked off. He hadn't been anything since.
I'm not a fan of him. I'm not a fan of his.
Well, very few of us
persona.
Are fans of him. He's still there.
I don't like him as a person at all.
I'm not a fan of the whole brand of
your former Jeopardy host. You know,
like he doesn't.
You gotta be smart to do that, don't you?
Like he was talking about, like there was something I saw where this dude thinks he's just so profound. He does. He thinks he's so profound. He was talking about his dad because somebody asked him. I don't remember what he was at some conference. This is like in the last 2 weeks, and they asked him about his dad, and he said he and his dad don't talk anymore because he realizes that his dad wasn't a hero.
Well. Ugh. He doesn't talk to his brother. He doesn't talk to his dad. He doesn't talk to anybody in his family, does he? He's alienated himself from his
Everybody hates him.
Well, that tells me something, too, about him.
No, everybody hates him. I don't like him. He's awful human.
Your own family.
Amazing thrower of the football.
You push them away because of your...
Give a crap if he took a dump on the field. That dude can throw bullets.
That's what I'm saying. The folks don't get ever tired of playing with him. They're tired of his games.
But, you know, like Tom Brady gets up there and they ask him at the Super Bowl, who's your hero? And Brady says, my dad is my hero. I love my dad. He did everything for me. He showed me how to, you know, be a man. He was supportive of me. Aaron Rodgers gets up there and says, I hate everyone, and everyone hates me.
They do.
And the world is going to soon burn out in billions of years.
You will understand.
The sun becomes a red dwarf. Yeah.
And that's what Terry's talking about. Dude.
This very question that you're asking me was a waste of what little oxygen we all relatively have left. That's Aaron Rodgers, right?
Facts.
And he's not even close to Brady. So I just don't like I don't dig the persona. I don't dig the way he carries himself. He seems like a very petty person. And you mentioned great throw of the football. The numbers disagree.
The numbers that y'all cherry picked.
We used unpressured and
we used
pressure.
We used touchdowns and interceptions. And then we gotta go to the APR, RPA. Rush stats
That's
versus
right.
blitz.
You don't
want to
get into APR because I don't think basketball had a very good one.
How many
year.
Touchdowns and interceptions he throw? How many yards he throw for?
I mean,
how many games he start?
Look, the numbers are the numbers.
The Jets were a joke last year.
He was right there at the front of the circus,
throwing for 3,900.
And how many attempts? I mean, who's throwing 50 times a game?
He had worse completion percentages in years where he went 13-3 with Green Bay. I'm just saying.
Yeah. I mean, listen,
it's not just like a dead man out there throwing.
I mean, he's better than, like, I would rather have him than Daniel Jones.
And you'd rather have him than Mason Rudolph, period. He's an upgrade from what you have currently at this stage of the game. Here's the other, would you rather have him over Kirk Cousins?
Yeah.
Because that's the only decently, discussable option that might be better at this stage.
Yeah, I would definitely rather have
him
over Kirk.
But there's money concerns with that, how much of that deal you got to pay that he signed with Atlanta? Whereas with Aaron, you got him on the 1 year.
Exactly,
it's a one off.
Yes, no, that's true. It is very true.
But I don't think Tomlin will get another chance to pick a quarterback. We'll see, though.
I wouldn't.
I don't think I would do it as much as I love him. I don't think I would give him the chance. He didn't have a good plan for Pickett.
It's like an AD. If you hire three straight bad coaches, you don't get to pick the fourth.
And how much of his voice does he lose with the rest of that locker room this year for handing it over to Aaron, for being willing to wait, for having this plan, for this being the plan? If it goes bad, yep, he ain't going to have much of a voice in that locker room anymore. It'd be time to move on from it.
No, I agree with that. All right, we do have an update on the New York Knicks coaching search. We love this.
Taylor Jenkins, go.
No, not Taylor Jenkins.
Oh, well, shoot, I was hopeful.
How about Jason Kidd?
Oh, yeah, you mentioned that with Sane, I think.
Jason Kidd is reportedly interested, and the Knicks are interested as well. It is a mutual thing, and let's check the Bet Online odds. Ba-ba-da-ba! Jason Kidd is now 2-1. Or minus 200, I should say, not 2-1, minus 200, to be the next coach of the New York Knicks. Now, we talked about it was going to be Johnny Bryant, no relation to Kobe, all right? That would have helped his case if you'd have been able to say, I'm the nephew of Mamba.
I guess.
But, well, not to you. I guess you still just don't hold Kobe in that kind of regard.
Well, just because you're related to Kobe doesn't mean you can coach.
Well, that's true. We miss Kobe. We miss Kobe every day. Rest in peace to Kobe, and rest in peace to Richard Simmons. But Jason Kidd is now minus 200 to be the Knicks head coach. And obviously, there would have to be trade compensation, right?
I was about to ask you.
Yeah. So what are we going to give him? I think we'll give him Terry Johnson. I think we'll throw in maybe a little expiring with Precious. Now the rebuild is complete. Isn't that what Dallas wants anyway? They want to remove the team. So you trade away Kidd. You trade away Luka. Trade away, you know, everything else, and now you can move guilt-free because you've torn the whole entire organization down.
Why Jason Kidd? Just because of the run they made to the finals? How much of that was him last year, and how much of that was Luka?
I guess. Yeah, I think he's good. I don't think he's great. So, like, why would you fire Tibbs to, like, it's like, I guess he's a more player-friendly coach. So
seems to be that.
That's probably the idea, and he has some success.
And you usually go the opposite way of what you had with the coach before.
I mean, Kidd is definitely better than hiring Johnny Bryant because he's actually done it.
100%.
A few different stops.
Agree there. Been to a finals.
Much easier sell to your fan base. Mm-hmm. Jason Kidd, like, you know, he played up the road.
Sitting head coach.
Been to the finals a year ago. Right. He used to have a guy that was one of the best, you know, in the NBA at lead guard. You know, we have a lead guard here in New York. You know, so.
But if you're trying to pull a sitting head coach, why not just get Spoelstra?
Is Spoelstra willing to leave?
Why would he not be?
Is their
situation better right now than Pat's, or is he just trusting Pat till the grave?
Well, yeah, I think that's like a loyalty thing, isn't it? Like you
maybe,
gotta
maybe it's a lifetimer.
Yeah,
maybe it's like Ernie with TNT.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, if he was available, I would certainly go get him. I would, but I don't think he is. Would be my guess. Because
will you do the one last time again?
What?
Ernie's one last time on Turner, you know. Because I was at home the other day, and it hit me. It came up again, man. That was just a very funny moment on our show when you did Ernie's, really, for the 99th time, last time for Turner Sports. Man, it was just.
I mean, I
miss him, I think about that moment. I don't want to put you.
Yeah, because I don't. Someday, I have to hear maybe, it again. You know, I have to hear it first. Right. But it was like.
It was just really well done.
He was like, for one final time, the last time you will ever hear me say these words in this exact order.
Right. I kept talking too.
And I'm being serious. This is it. No more after this.
Right.
Okay, guys?
We're going to give him hell, ESPN. We're coming to ESPN. It kept interrupting him.
I don't want to. It's over after this, guys. Don't pull me to the side at the party.
You should have the last word.
I am going to do this one line, and then we're going to sign off. For one last time, it is the finality. The end. Finn. The NBA.
Even though you're back next year.
On TNT.
On TNT, though, right.
But then you got to come in. Yeah, we got to drop the mics, Ernie. Like
they just again, man.
He wanted to say that corny ass, This is the NBA. Last thing.
No, he, I mean,
on TNT.
That's, on Turner.
That, right. He should have been allowed that moment. Shaq screwed up.
Well, Shaq,
Shaq screwed it up for him. Screwed up. Mm. I mean, you got to, like, that's it. Now, again, nobody will remember that. Only we will remember that, right? Yeah. Like, even the fans watching.
Messed it up for him.
How do you say, like he should have done it in, like, each language. He should have done, like, French, Spanish, you know what I mean? Like, finito on TNT.
Exactly. To make it even more, like, final.
The most ridiculous part of that was the All-Star game. That was the most, like, absolutely outrageous. By the way, we didn't talk about
it. Emblematic of the stretching of nature of this thing.
I mean, I do think, like, we do the farewell tours in the NBA, right? I remember Kobe's. I was actually there in Memphis for his last game. I remember how ridiculous it was. We did
ridiculous?
It was just like, I don't mean ridiculous in, like, a negative way, but it was just like this pomp and circumstance, right? It was like, oh, they got to come wheel out because the Lakers were doing all their media availabilities in front of this FanDuel thing. So Kobe had this team of people carrying this FanDuel, like, whatever we call this, right? Yeah. So they had to pop that up. He did the pregame.
Right.
I don't think Kobe ever did pregame media on the road, right? But he did it in this instance. And, you know, then you had the filmmakers following him around. Then you had the moments during the game where he and Vince Carter were, like, hugging and stuff. And yeah. It was just, you know, the NBA does the self, you know, aggrandizing or however you want it. They do it better than anybody.
It seems like a lot. We do, like, it's not Vin Scully, for God's sakes. And he's coming back.
Well, right. To your point, it's not Jack Caglione.
And as the world goes on here with AI and all this tech, like, there's going to be a lot of these for, it's like, I don't think the general public's plugged in.
I don't know. I'll tell you this. I was plugged into the back half of that doubleheader last night, 7-5, Yals over the Cardinals.
Caglione.
He, again, didn't record a hit in the second one.
Who won those games?
Well, the Royals won the second one.
Yeah, and who won the first one?
Cards.
In an absolute miracle fashion.
Yeah.
Miraculous.
Came back, right?
They came back, yes. No.
Shouldn't have won the first one. Cardinals should have.
You guys are in poor form.
It was a split
yesterday. You guys are in poor form.
On a bad day.
You guys are in absolute poor form, much like Djokovic right now. He is currently up against it again with our man center in the French Open. Yeah.
So it's you stretching out the coverage.
Well, it's the semis.
Yeah, it is. We're getting there.
I wouldn't begin to even entertain it unless it was. You got it on in there?
No, I've got the College World Series going. The Super Regional. North Carolina is destroying Arizona 10-2 right now in the bottom of the fifth inning.
Jeff was checking in on our long shot challenge in the College World Series this morning. He was very interested in our picks.
Is it just our picks?
Yes. He wanted to make sure he had them all right.
Yeah.
That John was Murray State.
Yes, he was.
I am UTSA. And in our long shot challenge, you have taken the favorite, Arkansas.
Now, that was not the position. You mispositioned it.
No, that is a piss way of positioning it.
No, isn't it?
No, you two are
bullying.
I mean, you took the favorite.
You took the favorite.
Listen, you hate winners. Stop hating winners.
And then, you know what?
This guy does.
And then, you know what? And then he tried to play it off. He's like, well, I guess I'll just take Arkansas then.
I mean, I'm just picking darts, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, you really tried to present it in such a way that was like,
I didn't know where they were ranked. I don't watch college baseball.
No, the guy's just 10 games above 500 against the spread in the NBA postseason. Used to winning now. He wants to win everything.
He
wants to win everything.
I took, Huey, Dewey, and Louie, basically. You took the second closest thing to Huey, Dewey, and Louie.
You both gave justification for yours. UTSA
is an American long shot challenge.
I got to go back now and pick a loser?
I mistakenly took Ole Miss, who you guys didn't inform me was out of the field. Yeah. So I could not take them. So I was like, all right, let me take Murray because everybody's up there. You took UTSA for the AAC Brotherhood.
Unseeded,
even though they're a bigger favorite than my Murray State Racers. I mean, you have much better odds out there, and then this guy comes in. It's like, well, I don't know.
Who do you want me to pick?
I don't know. Pick a team. You know,
I can't pick an SEC team.
No, you can pick an SEC team, but pick a team that has that inspires. You know, pick a team that isn't necessarily supposed to be here. Pick a team that.
Well, Murray is definitely not supposed to be here.
Well, neither is UTSA.
Yeah, they're better than some of these teams. I think.
Mean, unless they have.
No, I don't even know if we won the AAC. I think maybe East Carolina did that.
That's crazy.
Yeah, and that's what's so miraculous about our run here.
That's right.
Yeah, it's a Cinderella.
It's a real Cinderella. So we'll see what the Knicks do, but Jason Kidd is now the favorite to be the next coach of the New York Knicks, and I would just say that makes a lot more sense than Johnny Bryant. All right, we'll come back. We got Fabe Brad coming up, then Parthi Padjai is going to join us at 1:25. Stick around. Jason and John are trying to...
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way. At the exact same time, like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up. But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
The Live Love Group at the Real Estate Agency. Going to be your best friend. They get results. You want to find the home of your dreams. You want to make the most money for your home. That's what they do. They specialize in it. We've had so many stories over the years of listeners who have heard about the Live Love Group through us, made that call, and I don't think I'm exaggerating when I say that lives have been changed genuinely by the Live Love Memphis Group when it comes to your home, buying and selling. Reach out. Become the latest testimonial. Sold at LiveLoveMemphis.com.
Reg was somebody who did that, and he did it on his own time. He did it when he was ready. That's what Jennifer's told us. He waited patiently. And it's like I've told you, whether this you're going to use this number now or later, just lock it in. 901-625-5200. That's what Reggie did. And when he and Jesse were ready to sell, that's who they called, Jennifer Carstensen. And they were patient because they trusted Jen, like we've told you all to do. And they came out better for it, like I did in 2018, like everybody that we've sent over has, for the most part, including the Vannemans. You'll remember their story. Had heard a bunch of bad advice from other realtors, other agents. Got with Jen, and she got them straightened out. And that's usually how it goes, 901-625-5200. She has done it in every market, and that is both on the selling and buying side. Whatever you need, and she'll handle both for you if you'd like. That's what she did for me. They'll take care of business. It's the Live Love Memphis, Live Love Nash, and Live Love DeSoto teams at the Real Estate Agency.
I'll say this for old Djokovic. He's battling. I mean, he's going to lose, you know, but he's battling. And I respect that about a guy that, like, is clearly, like, way past his prime, you know. And he's out there against, like, the most dominant guy doing it right now in center. This dude has been a machine. And he's battling, man. Out there on the clay there at the Roland Garros. So, anyway, shout out to Novak Djokovic. Not from Jason.
No, he didn't know he was getting that today from you over as he's playing.
Was there ever a time where you were like super like locked into tennis, where you were even like not locked in is probably strong, but like interested in the peripherals at all?
Well, there for a while when the racket club was getting like Agassi and Chang, and we were in the middle of things, and
yep.
those guys were sort of universal in yep. terms of I don't know. Agassi sort of had this wild Nike side that made him cool, I think, and crossover.
Yep.
There were even guys like me that liked him. So, yeah, maybe back then we had more American champs. It was sort of like boxing, you yep. know? Yeah, I don't know. In a matter of way, we had the American heavyweight champ.
Yep.
You had American champs in tennis, and, yeah, it was cool back then.
Yeah, we lost.
Sampras was that for a little while. You know, Pete Sampras was that American champ, and yep. there was sort of a pride with that. So.
Yep.
Yeah, yeah.
Andy Roddick was the last star that won it.
Yeah,
and back in 2011.
Right, and he was sort of a cheapened version of yep. Sampras. Just yep. like a not I say cheapened, just wasn't reached exactly. that level of greatness.
Yeah, but to your point, though, I mean, it was Pete Sampras, Chang, and
Andre Agassi.
Yep, I'm trying to see. Yeah, Agassi would have been 88. He yeah. won it at 88.
So that's, I mean, that's what, you know, that's the, yeah. I paid attention then.
Bjorn Borg. A little Bjorn Borg. So,
about our people.
Yeah, our people, man. Yeah, we need more Americans.
Mm-hmm.
But Bjorn Borg
I didn't have Arthur Ashe to grow up on.
That's
you know?
Right. That's right.
I was after my. If I'd come in a little earlier, I could have seen the great Arthur Ashe.
You really could have. Anyway, we miss you, Memphis Open. We think about you every day.
Used to get you.
Yeah,
it'd be a big deal.
I remember like the wasn't there like a there was a Japanese guy that won it every damn year. I can't remember his name. I was like, every year this guy was like.
Was that Chang?
No, it wasn't Chang. It was like
he was American.
At the end. It was at the end. He won it every freaking year, I feel like, every single year.
That's a great memory you have there.
You know, the Racquet
of the,
Club.
That was a tournament.
Big deal.
Yes.
Racquet Club was a big deal in Memphis.
Nishikori.
That's
who it was.
Hey, good rep.
Great memory.
Yeah, he's got good tennis talk, too.
This guy's a steel trap.
Really good.
On some real random Memphis sports stuff.
Yeah, but Jason will have, like, the details. I'll have, like, the abstract. I'll be like, oh, the Japanese guy.
There was an Asian man dominating at the very end.
Exactly. I just remember, like, the most random, like, loose details.
I think he was Asian or
foreigner. In fairness, that is a distinct characteristic.
No,
of
it is. And then, of course, I do the American Asian, and right. Jason corrects me, rightfully so.
Yes, it's exactly.
And it turns out you're right.
Nishikori was straight out of Japan.
He was a Japanese citizen, as it were.
I hope he's doing okay. I saw this is not Japan. This is a different. Part of the world, so I do want to understand.
Careful. Yeah, for sure,
it's a different place.
Draw the line.
It's D-Day for
God's
sake.
There was a video of Carmelo Anthony, and he's in China right now doing something. I don't know what his duties are, but he ran into Yao.
Oh, Yao Ming.
Yeah, and it got me like, man, Yao was goated, bro. Yao was that dude.
He's goated over there. He's like their commissioner.
Yeah,
everything basketball over there.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah. Exactly. But I went back and looked at some Yao highlights because it got me. It was on TikTok and it got me thinking about those years. Like, man, that dude was not just big. He had skill out the ass.
Oh,
bro.
Absolutely. And hadn't he been instrumental in sort of fixing the sort of broken relationship
yeah.
between
yes.
NBA and
yes.
China that
yes.
Morey had sort of
yes.
thrown put gasoline
very
on?
Very much an ambassador.
So Yao's kind of helped yes. bridge that back, right?
Yep.
Make up to millions for the NBA again.
Yep.
Get the money flowing again.
I didn't realize how good Yao's numbers were.
So he's
I think if
over
you go
there.
Back and if you go back and look at, he's an 8-time All-Star, right? You go back and look at the
I don't think I realized it was 8.
Yeah, he's a Hall of Famer.
Yeah, I probably would have said it was a little shorter than that.
Yeah, I didn't think he had 8 years. I thought in my mind it feels like he played 5 years.
Oh, his feet right in the end.
Yes, it was the
feet.
Yep,
got him
exactly.
Mm-hmm.
But he actually played like 9 or 10. And all, of course, with the Houston Rockets. So it just got me thinking, like, man, those years with Yao. Yao was a freaking phenomenon.
It was him and who? T-Mac?
Yep.
Were their best teams?
Yep.
Okay.
That's it.
Who else, though?
Shane Battier.
Mm-hmm. Shane was another key cog.
Remember those weird random Shane
enough.
Battier Rockets years?
Not good enough, though.
Yeah, it was not good enough. I think there was, like, one more guy, but I think, you know, those were the main components.
Okay.
That would have been, like.
Remember those years.
So, you know, 2006 Rockets, right? I mean, they would have been around then. It's a Bonzi Wells was on that team.
Okay.
Shane Battier, Dikembe Mutombo. How about that? Juwan Howard.
Wow.
Let's see. Yeah, this team stinks. I mean, you had Yao, T-Mac, and that's it. Luther Head was the other guy they had.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Shane Battier. Yeah, it was a –
yeah, as we said, not enough.
And the assistant coach, Tom Thibodeau. Hmm. Or Thibodeau, depending on who you ask.
Tibbs.
Tibbs. We do not know. One thing we do know, though, is that there's no other way to say this. Brad is a winner this year in Fade Brad. He has taken the very concept of the segment, and he has spit in its face.
Yeah.
He has said it will not be a Fade Brad segment this year. It will be a tail me, follow Brad. It went from Fade Brad to follow Brad this year. That's okay. I would like to believe that our audience is shrewd enough to understand that when something is going the other way, like,
right,
you don't have 1,000 pivot picks, you know.
Pivot.
When the man is riding the hot hand,
yeah,
you know, it's hard to turn this thing around. And so as a result, after last night, Brad is now 10 games above 500.
36-26.
It's totally fine if you don't, but you don't have his record from last year offhand, do you?
No.
Okay.
But I can probably get it by the end of the
season. I'd love to know, like, if we combine the records, what he's at. You know, like, is he winning?
Oh, it's going to be right above, right around 500. Like,
literally, could he be five? Could he be like, you know, 50-50? He could be. I mean, it could be something like that. Mm-hmm. Like, through 100 picks,
yeah, it's like even
50
after 2 years,
50.
Right?
But you would be a loser because of the vig.
Yeah,
so we do need to say that, right?
Sure.
But this year, there are no ifs, ands, or buts about it. You are a winner, even with the vig in the NBA playoffs, and this is amazing. Like, I almost want to tweet about this experiment. It's such a small sample, though, that nobody will be that impressed because it's only 60 games. But
right. Mm-hmm.
The idea that this guy is taking on nosebleed limit point spreads and just laying waste to them by checking the injury report, it's just really something special. So we have a game on Sunday, which means we're going to have back-to-back days of Fade Brad. Brad is going to go for 11 games above 500. Let's get it. All right. As always, we go to ESPN Bet for odds. Pacers take game one. They're up 1-0 in the series, and game two will be on Sunday, 7 o'clock. We'll be carrying that right here on 90.9 FM ESPN. Pregame at
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.